Poetry on the Radio. Today, Kathleen Kittaway.
Hard to settle. I know you like my kitchen with all its crevices and pockets of warmth, but we wouldn't get on. I can't cope with your habit of eating a little bit of this and devouring too much of that and the hole you gnawed in the wall under the sink. And surely you'll settle if I leave you here on Mount Ainslie, away from the crash and tumble of pots and pans. It's quieter amongst wild grass, the smell of eucalypts and pine in the breeze. That rustle, a rush of leaves or wings. That rustle, a rush of leaves or wings. Not much thought is given to mice unless it's autumn or a plague triples their numbers due to drought. A champion for animals, it's never been on my bucket list to poison or inflict pain by trapping them, and I invest in humane mouse traps and catch them alive, and having heard the poem I just read, you know where I take them, to the bush. And although it is inferred, not spelt out in this poem, transporting any creature as lowly as a mouse can be extended to the question of resettling a child because their home is not safe, or a convict to a penal country, even imprisoning refugees because they also came to Australia in the need of safe environment. And often we may think we are doing good, but do we always make the right solution? The moment a mouse is released in the wild, birds become aware of their presence and swoop. And could this be the reason they take refuge in our house? Are children always fostered in the safest environment? Refugees are regularly accused of eating a little bit of this and devouring too much of that when it comes to their desperate need of welfare. I read the last three lines twice because it's a haiku, and the role of a haiku is to shift and link the prose to a deeper understanding of the dilemma inferred in the text. And although only mice are the obvious subject in this poem, hopefully its essence shifts and links with and to similar equations as those already mentioned. Hard to settle. I know you like my kitchen with all its crevices and pockets of warmth, but we wouldn't get on. I can't cope with your habit of eating a little bit of this and devouring too much of that, or the hole you gnawed in the wall under the sink. Surely you'll settle if I leave you here on Mount Ainslie, away from the crash and tumble of pots and pans. It's quieter amongst wild grass, the smell of eucalypts and pine in the breeze. That rustle, a rush of leaves or wings? That rustle, a rush of leaves or wings?
Today we heard Kathleen Kittaway on Poetry on the Radio, a production of ArtSound FM and Recent Work Press. To find out more, go to artsound.fm and look under the Programs tab for Poetry on the Radio.
Poetry on the Radio is a half-hour program of poetry in and around the ACT. It airs on Sundays at 4:30 p.m. with repeats on Mondays at 10:30 p.m. here on ArtSound FM. This week, Adrian Caesar, Archival and Contemporary Poems.